the best talkers in ag, including you. Join the conversation on AgriTalk. Call us at 855-4-TALK-AG.
Yeah, Davis, just so you know, my guest is kind of looking at me like, what in the world is that? It's only our favorite bump.
It's a double knot. It's not Earth, Wind, and Fire, and it's also not September.
That's right. That's exactly right. I do want you to know also that, Davis, I can now say that I have officially partaken in the ice cream.
Well, that's really good. I think you should keep it up throughout the day. You know, consistency here with us. We'll check in with you this afternoon and see what you've come up with.
Well, and unless I'm taking a big old nap, you can guarantee that. All right, thank you to Dairy Management, Inc. and the Dairy Checkoff for making it possible to bring you coverage from the World Dairy Expo. And with that in mind, let's make time for this industry spotlight. Audrey Donahoe is a New York Dairy Farmer DMI board member. And Audrey, in the first segment, we were talking about targeting Gen Z with some very specific marketing and using influencers, using gamers in particular, to get the dairy's message out to the youth. Okay? So these influencers, these spokespersons, or the voices that the Gen Z consumers are, who are you using to reach out and make contact with them?
Okay, so the biggest user we have is Mr. Beast.
Yep.
I don't know if you're familiar with him or not, but
I
learned. Oh, you are? Yeah. Well, I learned quite quick about him myself, too. He has more than 100 million followers.
Unbelievable.
That's like a third of our population.
Right.
I mean, that's just huge. So, you know, that's pretty critical to what we're doing in these efforts with the Gen Z, to have somebody with such influence that's so pro-dairy, pro-farmer, just loves what we do on our farms.
And he is one of the most generous people that I think I've seen on social media with the giveaways that he does. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. So, I mean, people follow him with a passion.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was informed that by my kids, the two Gen Z kids that I have. They're like, Mom, do you know what that guy can do? I said, I'm learning about him. It's Mr. Beast.
Okay, so how do you use him? There was a summer checkoff program called Hack the Heat. What was that all about?
So, yeah, I mean, we work with others, too, other kind of influencers. You know, and that's partnering with chefs, comedians, lifestyle experts, you know, other influencers with a following to talk about dairy. So, you know, you talked about that summer campaign called Hack the Heat.
Yep.
We partnered with some of the funniest and most food-obsessed influencers who have well into millions of followers on channels such as TikTok, YouTube. Now we're getting to the channels where you and I listen to, where I listen to as well. So, you know, it's just kind of like a more engaging, it's more two-way all the way around when we work with the influencers like Mr. Beast and then these other food influencers because, you know, they're supporting dairy and promoting dairy, but it also enables us and gives us the opportunity to be able to interact with the participants as well that the influencers are working with.
Yeah, and the Gen Z, you said it at the start of the show, it's 20% of the population.
I know, that's amazing.
It absolutely cannot be ignored as a market for dairy products.
No, absolutely not. That's our future consumers. I mean, we need them to stay in business as far as, you know, the farmer's money is definitely being put in the right direction when it comes to communicating and trying to influence and work with this Gen Z generation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Good stuff. It's untraditional, but it's effective.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right. So you serve as chair of the National Dairy Council as well. Why? Why so passionate about the checkoff's work with schools?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm very honored to serve as the National Dairy Council chair. Schools are near and dear to my heart, but they're more near and dear to farmers. Those are our future generation consumers. So these kids need to learn how to eat healthy, eat right, learn about dairy. Like you said, they're very intelligent. We need to make sure we're communicating with them, answering their questions. They want to know where their food comes from.
Yeah.
So, you know, we definitely need to be within that area of schools with kids to make sure they're eating healthy, they're exercising. We actually have a program called Fuel Up to Play 60.
Yeah.
It's in 70,000 schools nationwide. I mean, that's exciting. That's pretty
it's
awesome
huge.
To be working with all those kids. You know, and it's a program that farmers developed It's eating healthy. It's exercising. It's a whole program of, you know, a healthy kid. At the same time, we as dairy farmers are in there working with these kids. Yep. We're talking about dairy, the importance of them, the nutritional value of it. We're answering their questions about what we do on our farms because they're so intelligent.
Yes.
You know, and another part of that, too, I want to share with you, as long as we're we're on that. We're also working. We have a few pilots coming out with the advanced agriculture-based program called STEM curriculum. Okay. And it's science, technology, engineering, mathematics. And, because we have that relationship with Fuel Up to Play 60 and these 70,000 schools, we're now introducing this new STEM program. Any farmer I talk to is so excited about that. Who can't relate education in a child's mind to something that has to do with agriculture? They learn so much. And, it, you know, their minds are so absorbing of it. And they can, it's just so much better of an education tool for them. So
That's
we have
cool.
had some positive, great, wonderful feedback. How proud I am as a dairy farmer we're participating in
it.
That.
Yeah. I can see it in your face, Audrey. It's beautiful.
It's great.
So what about the school professionals? How do they react to the information that's being provided through that?
Well, you know, most of the school professionals are very much in favor of what we do and the programs we participate in. They're there because they want their kids to learn. And when we're using programs like that, they're learning. These kids are engaging. You know, even with the Fuel Up to Play 60, we introduce dairy and dairy products to these kids. And the teachers have said, you know, when these kids are well-fed, they have better cognitive skills. They test better. They behave better. They're getting that nutritional value that a child needs in their body. And it's the same thing with this STEM program. We're getting that kind of feedback. These kids are so engaged and so aware of what's going on. They're so learning. And, you know, so it just works great all the way around. I'll tell you, the
and
farmers.
Their parents are asking questions about where the food is coming from, so they want to know too.
Right, right. So you want to talk about an investment that's going a long way. There you go. That's an investment of farmers' money that's really taking care of the whole package. The kids learning, the kids' health, and we're educating the parents as well.
It's fantastic. Good work, Audrey.
Yeah,
good
thank
work.
You.
Thank you so much for all the information about what DMI and the Dairy Checkoff are doing to get the word out there and promote consumption of the dairy products that we're producing out there. And thank you for listening this morning. You've got to come back this afternoon. We're going to be talking dairy markets with Mike North from Ever.ag and Robin Schmall from AgMarket.net. And tomorrow morning, Jim Mintert from Purdue University right here on AgriTalk.